Hey folks, are you ready?
Wait, my coffee.
What about my porridge?
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Hey, happy new week everybody. Welcome to Breakfast with RGI on a brand new Monday morning. It's the middle of the month.
Everything for you is like new.
Brand
this
new?
Morning. When you said new. Happy New just now, I thought you were just going to say Happy New Year.
Year?
I'm wondering,
no.
Is it New Year in some other part of the world?
Not to my knowledge, but it is Monday the 15th of April, 2024. Breakfast with RGI, and we have got some stuff to talk about this morning, Bindi. Starting with the birth anniversary of the legendary Leonardo da Vinci, the Renaissance artist and inventor, Emma Thompson, the actress, and another Emma, that's also an actress, Emma Watson, who was a part of the Harry Potter movies. Not forgetting actor, producer, writer, Seth Rogen as well, he's celebrating. Our quote of the day is coming from Aubrey Drake Graham. You know Drake, right?
Yep.
He says, reviews condition people. At the end of the day, a lot of human minds are malleable. They can be easily shaped with strong words. I'll repeat. Reviews condition people. At the end of the day, a lot of human minds are malleable. They can be easily shaped with strong words. Which is true. Especially somebody like Drake would know this more than anybody else. He is an artist who has put a lot of his work out there. And has had to listen to people critiquing it over the years.
I want to know why you just asked me if I know Drake.
Yeah, I wonder if you know
what
Drake.
What if I had said, no, I don't know Drake?
I'd say you're lying. You're a liar because we both listen to Drake music.
Okay, that's a perfect example there, right? It's like sometimes you, I mean, this is not the most fitting thing to say, but sometimes there are some people out there who would work until they don't have to introduce themselves. And they're literally prepared for what is to come their way. You know, I mean, there's people would always say, people would always do, people would always judge, but it's how you respond to it or how you decide that you're going to shape the rest of your life.
Yeah, and you don't need to be a celebrity to have people talk about you, have people say things about you, critique your life, the things that you do. And sometimes people that don't even know you personally, they're saying these things to, and they believe it just because, well, that's their first impression of you and that's what they take it as. But people are easily influenced by, as Rick said, strong words. People are influenced by charisma and conviction. If you say something and you say it like you believe it, more often than not, people will start to believe it as well. So that's something we got to be cognizant of. You can't allow people to tell you any and everything and you believe it just because they seem as if they're confident.
You know, another thing too, if people don't know you, they will never point fingers at you. Right? For instance, if you're responsible for something and things been going wrong all the time, you've been making a lot of mistakes, trust me, nobody knew that you're behind all the mistakes. They aren't going to say anything to you, but the day you come out clean and say, okay, it was me, oh my goodness, the whole world is ready to come down on you.
Yeah, everybody's ready to come down on you. And Drake is the perfect person to talk about this because despite the success he's had in his career, despite the amount of accolades, the awards, the sheer influence of himself, people still find things to make fun of this man about, especially his music. Like, I mean, it's not, some of his works aren't the best, but you gotta look at his track record and understand that this is a person who understands art, he understands what he's doing. And for you to come and critique it, what position are you in? There's a specific music review online, he's called Anthony Fantano. He's very popular, he's a YouTuber. He puts out reviews on various albums, and he always has something negative to say about Drake music. And people have gotten to a point where they started to say, well, come on, man, you're not being very fair here. You're being very biased. You dislike this man for some reason. And that's exactly what's going to happen in your life. People are going to say negative things about you that might be true, might not be true, but not everybody's going to get the truth at the end of the day. We're going to head to our first break on a song of the day is coming up. It's Camila Cabello with I Love It featuring Play by Carti.
RGI's song of the day.
Drink Pepsi Black for max taste, no sugar. Pepsi Black time, 6 hours 5.
Are you running? Are you grown now? Are you too grown now? You tryna take time by your long. I just know the king, got a nine to the drugs now. Moving out mid-chain, I feel burnt out like the sun now. Invincidor, SVJ, I'm riding around with her perm out. Invincidor, SVJ, I'm riding around with her perm out. Pink cuts the worm out, I f*** got the sherm out. And we two up like Claremont. Now you need a flashlight, tryna f*** around it. Told you that hell of a pill, I'm out of control. She says I'm way too young.
Would you be missing the party this weekend because of that nagging cold and cough? Boost your body's immunity now by taking Feral Kampung, a combination of vitamins and minerals to fight off coughs and cold so you can be the life of the party again. Don't be restricted by those nagging coughs and cold. Take Feral today and enjoy the little joys of life. Feral Kampung is for adults and children 14 years and older, distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Radio Guyana Inc. brings to you our local song segment.
This and every week from 11 hours started to 12 hours.
This is an incredible opportunity to increase your advertising presence in the local market for an affordable cost as thousands of listeners tune in for the latest happenings in the Guyana music industry.
Last night I've been out to this party.
For bookings and confirmations, please email marketing@guyanatimesgy.com. You can also give us a call on 223-7230-1-231-0544 or 231-8064 for more information.
Yokohama Trading is extending for a limited time the biggest auction sale on several vehicles, with prices starting from as low as $1.6 million, which includes Nissan Notes, Sylphy, Tedas, Suzuki Swift, BMW X1, Ford EcoSport, and more. Each purchase comes with free registration, road license, fitness, and an oil change. This sales event is from April 2nd, 2024 to April 15, 2024. So count the days to own your car from Yokohama Trading today. For any inquiries, contact 222-0646 or 503-4183 or visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sophia, East Coast, Demerara. Yokohama Trading is always your best choice.
Listen to us online wherever you are on RGI89FM.com. Radio Guyana. More music, more memories.
An essential part of growing your brand involves gaining the trust of your customers. One of the best ways to do so as a manufacturer is to get your product certified by the GNBS Made in Guyana Standards Mark. The GNBS time is 6 hours 10.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Bindi,
Have
you ever been on an international flight? Like, not a local flight. You ever traveled overseas? Yeah, the process, the airport process is very strict.
Mm-hmm.
It's very stringent. There are certain things that you can and can't do, and there are certain protocols and procedures that you got to follow, which is what makes this story even more weird. A Texas man, police said, he got on a plane using a photo of a girl's boarding pass, and now he actually faces felony charges. So the man is accused of trying to sneak on board a flight by taking a photo of another passenger's boarding pass. And authorities say he was caught because the flight was full and he didn't have a place to sit. That's the only reason why he was caught, because everybody was already on the plane. If there was one seat, one person that missed that flight, he would have snuck onto this plane.
That devil is a liar.
With somebody else's boarding pass. That's...
The devil is a liar.
But
you know them, sir? Moona run till they catch him. Do you think that was his first time?
I have no idea. We'll find out as we go along, though. But he faces a felony charge of being a stowaway on an aircraft. His name is Wycliffe Ves Florizart, and he's of George, Texas. He was arrested after boarding a Delta Airlines plane in Salt Lake City for a flight to Austin, Texas, federal prosecutors say in Utah. According to police officers' affidavit filed in the federal district court, the man boarded the plane and opened the door to a storage space for emergency equipment. A flight attendant helped him to get to the lavatory in front of the plane. After everyone else boarded, the man moved to the lavatory in the back of the plane, and when he exited at that point, the plane had started to taxi to the runway. Mm-hmm. And the flight attendant told him that he told the flight attendant rather that he was in seat 21F. So there was already somebody seated in 21F, and it was a girl traveling alone, and the flight attendant confirmed that she was a ticketed passenger. When the crew searched for him in the records, his name did not pop up, and eventually they realized that something was wrong here. So police were called in, the plane was returned to the gate, and he was arrested. This is very dangerous because it tells me that the persons who are checking to make sure that everybody who's boarding this flight are supposed to be there, they probably weren't doing a good job of it, because if this man, I don't know if he had long hair or if the girl had a short cut, maybe they resembled. If he could use somebody else's face to sneak onto a plane, that's a serious security risk right there.
Shamar, all of this happened, right? And it's actually true.
Yeah.
Do you not feel like if you're reading an article related to a movie?
Yeah, it sounds like a movie plot, to be honest with you. But people have been stowing away on aircrafts, and not just aircrafts, but ships as well, for as long as they've been invented. Their stories. Stories of people sneaking onto planes and hanging on to the wheel.
I highly doubt they do head count, because if they do, I guess they don't look into everybody's information into detail.
Yeah.
What they probably do would be random checks. It's just by luck and chance. He didn't get, when I say luck and chance, not on his end, right? It's just by luck and chance he did not get a seat.
Interesting.
Because had somebody been late, or had somebody didn't just show up, and we
he would have just sat in those seats, and probably when the plane landed again.
But he would have probably been caught on the other end.
You think so?
Yes. Why not?
I don't know, man. Maybe he would have gotten away with it if it wasn't for that meddling flight attendant. But according to the complaint, a review of surveillance footage from the boarding area showed that Wyclef was taking several pictures of passengers' phones and boarding passes when they weren't looking, then using his phone as a boarding pass to get on the plane. He just decided, you know what, this is what I'm going to do to sneak on. All the people that pass in when they're not looking, snap, and use that as his means of verifying his presence.
That's
to be
sad.
On the plane.
That's very sneaky.
It's risky. We're going to head to another break, and we'll be right back with history.
The time is now 6:15, coming to you with the compliments of Sally's Boutique, the new home of Clark's.
Are you bothered by mosquitoes, ticks, sandflies, fleas, and other biting insects? Simply shoo them away. Shoo is a clear, liquid insect repellent with a pleasant fragrance and a potent active ingredient that's effective against mosquitoes and all other biting insects. No need for toxic sprays and frustrating swatters. Rub on or spray Shoo insect repellent and enjoy instant relief and protect yourself against the dengue fever. Distributed by Health International Inc. and available at pharmacies nationwide.
Guyana Times. For stories that impact you in print, online, and on your mobile device.
For last night's scores and tomorrow's weather. For the latest in business and what's current in culture.
We're who you can count on for news and information. And it's what we deliver every day.
To advertise with us, contact our marketing department on telephone numbers 231-0544 or 223-7230, or email us at marketing@guyanatimesgy.com for more information on affordable packages.
Guyana Times, the beacon of truth.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
And we are back with you right here on the 895. So, Shamar.
Yeah.
100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine we could just look into what happened 100 years ago, right? On this day, the very, very, very first road atlas was published. And it's a road atlas by Randy McNally. Now, if you don't know what a road atlas is, then you would probably know now. This, of course, it speaks for itself. But what is the first thing that would come to mind when you hear about a road atlas?
Well, atlas in general is like a collection of maps. Yeah, it's like a book or a collection of maps. Mm-hmm. And a road atlas to me would be like collection of roads, maps and maps of roads in a specific area with things like
show you routes the name and so forth, right? Now, there are certain things you would look forward to. There are certain things that you would expect to be featured in a road atlas or a general atlas. Yeah. However, there are a few things that were not featured here, and I'll through them for you, right?
Sure.
Now, they did not identify roads by number. Instead, roads were listed by their names, like, for example, Roosevelt Highway. In fact, the atlas depicted 0 miles of interstate as those roads did not yet exist.
Oh, so this was before the interstate system in the United States.
Mm-hmm. It did not include an index for cities or other places, and if a driver didn't know where a town was located, he or she would have to page through the atlas to find it. It did not appear in full color. The 1924 atlas was printed in only 2 colors, dark blue and red, and the first full color edition was printed until 1960.
Yeah.
Right? Unfortunately, there isn't, well, there have been so many searches on Google for a picture of it, and all they kept finding was the cover. Right?
Mm.
So one can only imagine the faces of so many vexed motorists as they toss their unindexed two-tone chums out the windows of their stranded Model TS, right?
Yeah.
Now, with so many reference texts, the road atlas has fallen into, what should I say, a dilemma? Just to say that so many persons out there probably thought that it was something to be wow about, right?
Yeah.
But I guess the man that would have published this, he thought of doing, he had this great idea of it, and even before these names were out and so forth, he just had like this idea that he wanted to put out there.
Yeah.
And others that would come up with such atlas or whatever could probably just follow the same format.
I think that's really helpful. You probably know already that I was born in Linden, lived there for the first 11 mm-hmm. years of my life. And when I finally moved to Georgetown, it was kind of a struggle for me to go to certain places because I didn't know where it was located. At that time, I didn't have access to the internet like I do now either. So I think it was the Guyana Tourism Authority. They would publish these maps that would be foldable and it would be in like a booklet. And when you unwrap it, it's a large map. And I would use that before I go to somewhere to see which road connects to where and how I can get there and the best route. So that was before Google Maps and all these other maps was such a big thing that you can just go on your phone and have your phone tell you where to go. You had to manually check for every single street, corner, and the best route you can take. So we can appreciate that.
Basically, in the past, this is what they used to do. They used to like share out these pamphlets or these brochures to the gas stations. And they would just distribute them to persons who are interested or would need it, you know, just to be on the safe side. Because at that point, those people didn't even have a phone. They didn't even know something as phone existed.
That's 1924. The internet wasn't even invented as yet. Well, we're going to move on and speak about Aretha Franklin on this day in 2019. Aretha Franklin was posthumously bestowed the Pulitzer Prize Special Citation Honor, and she was the first individual woman to win it since 1930. We know Aretha Franklin. We love her music. She is legendary.
What's your favorite from her?
Ugh. You put me on the spot there, Bindi. Honestly, she's got so many great songs. She's called the Queen of Soul for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And to pick...
Daydreaming?
Give me... Give me by the end.
Respect.
And think about it. Give me by the end and I'll tell you. Well, Aretha Franklin was honored for her incredible contributions to American music and culture for more than 5 decades. She was awarded the prize, the Pulitzer Prize Special Citation, and the prestigious Journalism Award and Arts Organization, announced it to much delight from her fans.
You know what I meant to ask somebody that knows about music? Was she the original singer of Spanish Harlem?
Was she?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know. I don't know. I don't know if she was the original singer, but you can't deny her contributions to music. She, over 5 decades, really, in my opinion, put soul in the mainstream. Because soul music, it was around for a very long time, and a lot of persons would have known about soul music, but she probably brought it into the mainstream and gave it the attention that I think it deserved. I think one of my favorite songs from her has got to be I Say a Little Prayer. I think I Say a Little Prayer. I'll give that one for my favorite. But she is one of less than a dozen musicians and the first female artist to receive that award since 1930. Some other prestigious winners include George Gershwin, Duke Ellington, Bob Dylan as well, and Hank Williams. Hank Williams was a great country music artist. And come on, man, there's not much else you can say than she is a deserving recipient of it.
Yeah. Oh, no, she can't be the original singer because she, I love her. Yeah, I love hers more than Benny King.
Yeah, I think it's Benny King.
Yeah, there so he's got to be the original. But, Spanish, like, not that we, because I know there are persons out there who would know this. There are songs like I Will Always Love You. I really thought it was Whitney Houston.
But that's Dolly
Parton.
Dolly Parton. Yeah.
Yeah, but I absolutely love her version of Spanish Harlem. For some reason, I thought it was hers and all the others were just covers.
Mm. All right. Well, also on this day, in 2019, a lot happened in 2019.
COVID.
Do you know what? Yeah, yeah, actually, yeah. That
but
was.
It
wasn't here in Guyana.
No, but it didn't happen so early. It was later that
year. Yeah, like November is when I first started hearing about it. But in 2019, on this day, Paris Cathedral, Notre Dame, catches fire, toppling its spire and destroying its roof. Now, Notre Dame is such an iconic piece of history because the cathedral was around for hundreds of years. I think it was first founded in 1163. Think about that, Bin. 1163. How many years? How many years is that? That's close to like 800 years, right? Maybe 900 years. So it's been around for such a long time. And persons saw it as not only a place of worship, it wasn't only a pillar in the Catholic Church, but it was a marvel, and a marvel when it comes to architecture. And for this fire to destroy part of this iconic piece, it was devastating to the entire world. And I vividly remember seeing it on the news, them talking about the history and the heritage that is attached to this building.
Talk about the design.
Yeah, the design was great as well. When this fire happened, persons were eager to have it fixed, and many donors, whether it be millionaires and billionaires alike, came together and actually contributed over 840 million euros for the restoration of the cathedral.
You know, buildings like these, right? When there are persons who are fighting for them to be renovated and so forth, right? For me, it's like, I still love the looks of these old buildings.
The old buildings have a certain aesthetic. And just to say what caused the fire, investigators have suggested that it's either a cigarette that wasn't put out properly or a short circuit in the electrical system. We're going to wrap things up and head to our final break, where Fact or Fiction is coming up.
Super Bet, your best bet. Put your skills to the test and be the dealer with Virtual Blackjack. Choose wisely without going over the goal of 21. The best possible hand wins. Visit www.superbet.gy to try your luck. Must be 18 years and older. Terms and conditions apply. Play responsibly.
I don't know what to do about these mosquitoes anymore. With all the dengue fever and malaria they carry in.
Use Mozzipel Insect Repellent.
What?
Rub on Mozzipel Insect Repellent. It keeps insects away for 8 hours, so you don't have to worry about those deadly diseases or that confusion with mosquito nets and coils. Plus, Mozzipel Insect Repellent has aloe vera and vitamin E, so it softens and heals skin while protecting you.
Mozzipel Insect Repellent?
With aloe vera and vitamin E, the safe way to keep insects away.
Yokohama Trading is extending for a limited time the biggest auction sale on several vehicles, with prices starting from as low as $1.6 million, which includes Nissan Notes, Sylphy, Tedas, Suzuki Swift, BMW X1, Ford EcoSport, and more. Each purchase comes with free registration, road license, fitness, and an oil change. This sales event is from April 2nd, 2024 to April 15, 2024. So count the days to own your car from Yokohama Trading today. For any inquiries, contact 222-0646 or 503-4183 or visit us at Lot 2 Plantation Sophia, East Coast, Demerara. Yokohama Trading is always your best choice.
To advertise on iNews, call 231-0544 or 223-7230.
iNews Guyana, bringing you news you can trust.
It's time for breakfast with RGI.
Factor Fiction time on Breakfast with RGI, and Binya has the questions. Go ahead, I'm ready.
Ready, steady, go. Colas are closely related to beers and share many similar characteristics.
Colas. Mm-hmm. To beer share many similar characteristics. It's got to be fictional, man. It's got to be fictional.
It is fictional. Despite their beer-like appearance, they are not closely related to beers. They belong to a different evolutionary lineage than bears.
All right, next up.
Slugs are hermaphrodites, which mean that they have both male and female reproductive organs.
That's a fact.
Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, that's a fact.
It is a fact. Many species of slugs are hermaphrodites, possessing both male and female reproductive organs, allowing them to mate with any other individual of their species.
All right.
And finally, lizards can regenerate lost limbs. Fact or fictional?
Lizards. Some. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to say that is a fact. Some of them.
It's fictional.
It's fictional.
Yeah, limbs.
It's not limbs, it's tails. Trick question.
Yeah, they like certain parts like the tail. Mm. Yeah, but for an entire limb, no. So it's fictional. But you're good today, man.
Yeah, good today. I realized after I said it that it was not a fact. But you know what? 2 out of 3 isn't bad, and I'm happy that at least we learned something this morning. As always, we encourage you to stay safe on Breakfast with RGI. I'm going to be back tomorrow for Tech Talk Tuesdays. And on behalf of Bindi and myself, bye-bye everybody.
Radio Guyana, streaming live on RGI89FM.com. More music, more memories.